USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A massive winter storm is blanketing the East Coast after battering much of the country this week. Snow is falling from Maine all the way back to Ohio. Rain is falling in cities including Philadelphia, while it's icy throughout Massachusetts. The storm making its way through Texas, where Tom Bamford is traveling, he tells USA Radio News.
I left Marfa, Texas yesterday morning, and it was 17 degrees with a wind chill of zero. When I got to Sanderson, Texas, we were stopped for over an hour and a half. The ice on the road had become so thick, the highway patrol had closed the highway.
President Biden says the latest monthly jobs report shows America is back at work. The United States adding 467,000 jobs in January. USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
The Republican National Committee is formally censoring two Republican members, Wyoming's Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. They were targeted for their membership on the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. Cheney and Kinzinger also voting to impeach now former President Donald Trump last year. A resolution from the RNC saying the behavior of the two lawmakers has been destructive to the House, the Republican Party, and the Republic. The White House is again warning about Russian propaganda efforts to justify an invasion of Ukraine. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters it's right out of a thick Russian playbook.
We've seen them run false flag operations in the past and use confusion to launch military action many times in history.
U.S. intelligence agencies, without proof, believe Moscow is plotting a staged attack against Russians to rationalize a military assault on neighboring Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, deep discounts on all MyPillow products like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA.
New data suggests COVID-19 may have peaked in the northeastern part of the United States. Take Boston, for example, where COVID cases spiked in late December. The city, using data found in sewage, now sees that water being tested is in sharp decline for COVID. This news has the CDC looking to implement these tests across the country. Surgeon General Vivek Murphy tells CNN this is a new way to track cases across the country as they slowly decline.
Wastewater surveillance is a really interesting area. It's another way of assessing what is happening in terms of increases or decreases in infection burden in a community. And the truth is, as we move forward, John, in this pandemic and through this pandemic, what we need is effectively tools to help us understand what's going to happen before it happens. We need early indicators. We also need to look at later indicators. So right now, wastewater may be one of those tools. We know that looking at proactive surveillance testing can help us as well. Understanding what's happening in emergency rooms in terms of syndromic surveillance, how many cases of COVID-like illness are coming in.
South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem signed a bill banning biological males from participating in girls' sports. Noem saying this bill is about fairness. It's about allowing biological females to compete fairly on a level playing field that gives them opportunities for success. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.